I'd like to share a story with you, and then tie to this week's Parsha. Over the summer, the story of a young girl, a seven-year-old, walked into a fancy jewelry store in Yerushalayim, looked through the display, found this beautiful, beautiful bracelet, and turned to the man who owned the store, and said, "You know, I'd like to buy this bracelet." The man, not really sure how to react to the seven-year-old, looks at the price tag, sees it costs several thousand dollars, and says to this young girl, "You know, that's so nice of you. Who would you like to buy it for?" She said, "I'd like to buy it for my older sister." And he's, again, not really sure how to react. He says, "Okay, you know, do you have any money to buy it?" And this young girl, seven-year-old, pulls out her little pocketbook and starts counting shkalim, agurot, and lays them on the display case. As she's counting one shekel, two shekels, three shkalim, comes to about seven shkalim and some, you know, number of agurot, and says, "You know, here's the money." The man, again, not really sure how to react, says, and why do you want to buy this for your sister? It's so nice. What a kind gesture. Can I ask why? Like, what, you know, what's so special about your sister?" This young girl, the seven-year-old, looks at the store owner and says, "Neva, unfortunately, for my sister, my parents passed away. And my older sister takes care of my siblings and me all day, every day. And I have such appreciation to her for everything that she does. I thought it would be nice to buy her a present to express my gratitude." This man hears the story, hears what this girl wants, and he says to her, "I can't believe you had just the right amount of money. Just the value, exactly how much this bracelet costs. You know, thank you so much. Let me go wrap it up." And he proceeds, you know, to wrap it up in the nice packaging, you know, puts the company card in, and sends the girl on her way with his beautiful bracelet. Not much later, the older sister comes back to the jewelry store with the bracelet, with the packaging, and says, I'm so embarrassed. I think my sister either stole the bracelet or stole money. I'm not really sure how to explain what happened, but I just want to return the bracelet." And the man looks at her and says, "What do you mean?" She says, "There's no way my sister, this little seven-year-old, could have afforded such a fancy bracelet." The man says, "What do you mean? She had just the right amount of money." And the older sister says, "It's impossible. She didn't have, you know, the thousands of dollars or the thousands of shkalim that this bracelet costs. There's no way she had this money. It's impossible. She couldn't have really paid for it." And the man says, "No, 100%. She paid for it, and you should enjoy." And you know, when I reflect on this story, and there's so much to consider, what resonates with me and where I want to translate this to in terms of this week's Parsha is that when we think about Yom Noraim, think about Rosh Hashanah, there are two different ways we could appear in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a sense of pride and bravado and self-esteem that makes us want to try, even if it's, you know, literally seven shkalim, to appear in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to say, "Hashem, you know all the good things I did this year. I came to the pre-shachar's kolel. I tried to take davening seriously. I have all these zechuyos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, you know, I think I should have a good year this coming year." And we try to use our merits. We feel good about ourselves. "Hashem, I don't need your handouts. Look at what I could afford to do." And again, I think there's a sense of pride that tries to motivate us to do that. We feel a lot better if we feel like we earned a good year. And then there's the alternative, the other way to appear in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is a recognition that who are we? What are we really? How do we have the audacity to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to say, "Hashem, grant us a good year, because look at all the wonderful things we do"? Instead, we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we say, in our humility, in our recognition that we can never live up to the expectations that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we could try, but we can't really say, "Hashem, we deserve this. Hashem, we're entitled to this." It's humbling, but that's the alternative way of appearing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kedushas HaLevi, related to the Yitzchak of Berdichev, points out a fascinating pasuk in this week's Haftorah. We don't always get to hear about the Haftorah. And it relates to this second approach, the approach of appearing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and asking for Hashem's kindness. The pasuk says in the Haftorah from Yeshayahu, "Chasdei Hashem azkir tehilos Hashem Ka'al kol asher gamalanu Hashem v'rav tov leveitz Yisrael asher gamalam barachama v'rov chasadav. The kindness of Hashem will I mention, the praise of Hashem in accordance with all that Hashem has bestowed upon us, and the abundant goodness to the house of Israel which He bestowed upon them. We turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we ask, not for our own merits, but for the kindness, the generosity of Hashem. And that's the Haftorah we say this week as we prepare for Rosh Hashanah. Why is that the approach that we take? So the Kedushas HaLevi suggests, the Gemara tells us, Kol Shana Sharoshin B'Tchilasa Ma'asheres B'Sofa. If we start the year with a sense of nothingness, the sense of poverty, Kol Shana Sharosha B'Tchilasa, if we recognize that we don't have anything, and we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hashem, in your kindness, give us wealth, so Hashem is more likely to answer. Why is that? So I want to just read to you one paragraph from what he writes. V'achiluk, sheyesh ben zesh she'omed levakish me'es habore, machmas gadol chasto. The difference, the distinction is when we stand in front of Hashem and we ask for Hashem's kindness, me'rov gadol chasto, from Hashem's generosity, u'ben zesh she'omed levakish mitzad zechu yosav, versus if we ask for our own merits, kizesh she'omed mitzad zechu yosav, if we ask for Hashem to grant us a good year because of our own merits, yesh erech v'sof lebakashaso, then there's a certain finiteness. There's a certain limit to what we could ask for. The little girl had 7 shkalim. So if you ask, what can I afford? What does my money really pay for? You could buy whatever's worth 7 shkalim. Masha'in ken kishemvakish mahabori mitzad chasto. As opposed to if we ask from Hashem, mitzad chasto, from the generosity, from the kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ein l'hatova hu erech v'sof. There is no limit to what Hashem can give us. Ki ein erech l'chasadav. Because again, there's no limit, there's no cap to the chesed that Hashem can bestow upon us. Ve'in erech l'hashpaso. And there's no limit, there's no maximum to the hashpa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can have on us. And so again, the message, I think the reflection, is as we prepare for Rosh Hashanah, and we sit and we stand in front of Hashem, we ask for Hashem's kindness, there is a sense of humility, a sense of humbleness that we need to be able to embrace. Not that we merit something, not that we're entitled, not that we earn it, even though perhaps the ego in us wants to be able to say that. But the reality is when we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Hashem's kindness, and we say, Hashem, the year that we're going to have is the year that you're going to grant us. And we hope you'll grant us that with generosity, with kindness, with sensitivity, so the bracha that Hashem can bestow upon us is limitless. So it's our tefillah now, and it's our tefillah on Rosh Hashanah, that we ask the Melech Malchei Hamlachim, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in His infinite kindness, and in His infinite wisdom, and in His infinite desire to give us good, that He bestows upon us a year of bracha, a year of hatzlacha, a year of success, and a year of happiness.